with Gerald at...
Shoe Swap Clothing and Shoe Company.
And how long have you had the business, Gerald?
I've been working for the business for 45 years, and then I've owned it 24 or 25 years now.
What made you buy it?
I worked for the company for a long time before. I enjoyed the people. I enjoyed what I was doing. So it was a chance to buy in with a partner at one of the time. And I just continued with it and still enjoy the people that we deal with.
Was it the same store that used to be across the road?
Yes, it used to be Beer's department store at one time.
Beer's?
Yes. So Mr. Beer actually was the founder of the store.
And when was that?
We'll turn 103 years this year.
So this store actually has 103 history in some ways?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this summer it'll be 103.
Wow. What changes have occurred over those years?
Oh, lots. The ones that I've seen, I mean, this used to be a two-way street out front here in the downtown core. It used to be a dirt road at one point. As far as styles and footwear, big changes. Much better as far as the footwear. It's definitely improved. More support, more cushion, which is fantastic. And then as far as clothing, that changes constantly in the styles.
I remember going for shoes and you'd sit in the chair and you'd put your foot up on the measuring thing and
yes.
You get well looked after. And
We still do actually today. We still, you know, we'll measure people if they're not sure of the size of their shoes or if there's issues with their foot. We still put their shoes on them. We still tie them up for them and help them get set, help them find the right styles and fit. Between Terry and I, we probably have about close to 90 years experience of doing that.
It's nice that there's places that still keep those traditions.
Yes, there's a lot of places where they just nobody to help you find your shoes, nobody to help you direct you into a shoe that might be better for your issues.
I came in here to buy a shirt and I was very well looked after and I was very pleased, and I'll remember that and I'll tell people about that too, because that's what we're used to from growing up.
It's nice to have somebody help you find the right sizes, colors, and items that go together, and something that fits you appropriately. When they leave, we want them to feel like they've had a good experience when they come in, and helping them find the right fit and the right items definitely goes a long way for that. I always feel that, you know, when somebody comes in, we try to treat them the way we'd like to be treated.
What challenges have you faced over the many, many years this store has been in business?
Oh, quite a few different ones through the years, but like every place, the streets that have been closed down because of construction, etc. Shoplifting is always going to be an issue. One of the other issues we have downtown, of course, is parking, which is a big problem. We want people to come downtown and enjoy the shopping. When it gets to those at work, we need to figure a place for them to park that they can go to and park that doesn't affect their clients coming in the door. You know, if you look at our inner core, which is $1 an hour, I mean, I think the least expensive one, I think in Vernon, is $1.50. Mm-hmm. Some of the places are $2. Go to Vancouver and try and park down there. It's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to charge something because of the maintenance. You want you want it to be plowed. You want it to be maintained. This all costs a lot of money because it doesn't come cheap.
And how many people do you employ?
Right now I have 4 that we have employed. And that seems to keep us where we want to be more than anything else. I'd rather a smaller staff that's knowledgeable and helpful than a bigger staff that's not quite sure what to do.
What made you apply for a job here?
I was going to college at the time and needed some money, so I knew the previous owner quite well, and he actually had offered me the job, and so I just said sure. So I came down, tried it, really enjoyed it. Very fortunate to have a fellow by the name of Graham Threlkeld help me with the footwear and how to fit, and he had taken several courses on it, and then another business partner that I had was extremely knowledgeable and great with the buying process of the clothing. So I kind of got a little bit of the best of both worlds from that regard.
There are courses for footwear?
There is courses for footwear, yes.
That's something that I don't think many people know about.
No. Most people just figure you just put the shoes on people and that's it. But no, there are courses that you can take for footwear. And it's good because it helps you learn some of the issues that people have with their foot problems, etc., and how you can handle dealing with some of those issues. With new technologies, there's always new things to learn.
We noticed you have some grad suits on the go. Do you get a lot of grad business?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We actually have had, we've done grad for a long time. The company that I dealt with for rentals for years, Black and Lee, I've dealt with them for, I'd say probably 40 plus years, and unfortunately this last year they actually went under. They it got sold in 2019, and during COVID, etc., they just couldn't survive going through it. So instead of doing rentals where we may get caught not getting something in time for a replacement, I made the decision to find some less expensive suits and bring those in for grad, and it's worked out really well. Parents are happy because they're getting a suit, something they can wear for grad, job interviews, etc. We have one young fellow who's getting married this year, so he's using it for grad and a wedding.
Great.
Yeah.
What about for the gowns, the grad gowns?
The school looks after all the grad gown stuff. That's something that they goes through the school system, so we don't deal with that. It's a rental that they get from grad gowns, go, I believe, throughout the entire districts for schools.
Mm-hmm. What about the girls' clothing for grad?
Girls' clothing for grad, I don't have that. We don't carry the dressier. Mm-hmm. We carry more in the casual side of it, so there's other stores in town that do carry some of the dressier mm-hmm. stuff, and then they also have a thing through the school nowadays where if the girls buy a dress, quite often they use it once. They actually donate it, I believe, to the school, and it's there for somebody that maybe can't find something to wear, and they can use those.
We've spoken with a lot of businesses who talk about how they connect with other businesses in the area. Are you connected with the other businesses?
Yes, we are. We're connected with the other businesses, and I try and pay attention to who's carrying what lines. So if somebody comes in and they're after a specific item, we know where to send them so that they can, you know, stay downtown or in town rather than think they have to go elsewhere to find it, which is really good. The downtown core is very good about, and so are the malls. We get quite a few that will, if they don't have it, they know we have it, they'll send it to us, and vice versa, which is great for a community. That doesn't happen in big centers. People are always surprised when you know who has it and you're willing to send them there.
During the pandemic, we spoke with a lot of people who said that they pivoted in many ways and did various things to keep business rolling. Did you have a...
I didn't have to do too much in that regard. We pretty much stayed as we were and just kept bringing in good footwear, lots of hiking boots. Lots of people were getting out walking more, hiking. Some were getting into, I'll say, outdoor sports like disc golf, where they could be outdoors doing stuff. And so we brought in, you know, some footwear to kind of cover that off.
So did you see business take a dip during the pandemic at all?
No, actually, we did pretty well through. We had probably 3 weeks or so where people weren't sure if they were supposed to be out shopping because Mac East was shut down, and they'd hear that on the news. So we had a few weeks where we were kind of closed down for a bit just from that portion. But then reopened and everybody was happy to get out, and fortunately for us, we've got a huge square footage, so even if you had groups in or a couple of people, there's lots of room to distance, so that was a big plus for us versus the stores that are, you know, jammed in there.
Did the underpass construction cause you any issues?
Not for me as much. It did on the ones closer to that direction at the end of the block and in that area. It definitely made a huge difference for them.
And how about the fires last year?
The fires last year, yeah, that had a bit of an impact on us as well. It's probably more due to the needing the hotels for those that were losing their homes and the tourists being asked to leave. But even during that, we seemed to get through it fairly well. So people were, you know, still wanting to get out and do things what they could. And some of the guys that were working, the fire needed some clothing. We had a few. One of the girls that was looking after some of the stuff said one of the two of the firefighters had lost their stuff, so we actually donated some clothing and footwear to them that they needed.
Did the fires themselves affect you personally in any way?
Where I live, we were never ordered to leave. We left. I left for one night. I live in a condo unit, so I actually went back every day anyway to water and make sure everything was in good shape. And I spent one night in town, the rest I spent out there so I could water during the night, because there's some cedars, etc., that need to be kept moist.
Do you have an online presence?
We are on Facebook. And so we do go on there and post things up there now and again.
So if we just looked up Shishwap Clothing on Facebook, we'd find you.
You'd find us.
And do you find people call in at all to ask about things?
Yes, constantly. We get phone calls about different things. And sometimes we get to the phone. If we're busy with customers at the time, then we'll just leave a message on the machine. We'll call back. But it's pretty hard when you're busy with clients in the store to answer the phone all the time.
We used to have a fellow in town that everyone knew as
Ranger Rick.
And you're in contact with him. He's actually one of our hosts at the station, but you're in contact with him.
Yes. I got to know Rick years ago. He came in and I got chatting with him and got to know him. After quite a few times of coming in, I got to find out more and more about him. He hadn't talked to his family for years. He just all of a sudden left Ontario for no apparent reason. As I got to know Rick more, I was able to get him to let me know where he was from and able to get him to, you know, phone and talk to his dad. So one Christmas, he finally came in and said, "Do you think you could call my dad for me so I could wish him a Merry Christmas?" And I said, "Sure." So his dad was quite surprised by the phone call. And since that point in time, he and his dad have been in touch quite a bit. Quite often through me, the last few years, he will phone me to check and see if I can check on Dad, or he now contacts Dad directly more so. But he's able to stay in touch, and they have a good communication between the two of them now.
So, you just kind of fell into that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I like chatting with people, so I just up and Rick just decided that, you know, he felt comfortable talking to me. And originally he didn't want to talk to his dad and that. Mm-hmm. So I managed to convince him that, you know, it's been a lot of years. People change his dad actually made a trip out here, I believe it was 5 years ago, to see Rick. And that was the first time in, I believe, 30 years.
Wow.
His dad stopped in to talk to me and chat with me, and we went and had a coffee. So it was kind of a nice get-together. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I've had a few through the years that we've kind of helped out with different things. And we had one fellow that came in one time, didn't have a lot of money, but needed a few key items. So I helped him out, and he came back in and wanted some more things, but he was willing to pay for it. And he actually had somebody that looked after his money for him. And so I contacted them, and they said, absolutely, if he wants it, just order it for him. Through time, I got to know him more and more, and winter came up, and he finally came in December, and he was getting cold and had no place to stay. So Bill actually had an apartment free, so we managed to get him put in there. My staff and I went and found some plates and stuff for him to have. And it was Christmas time. He'd just gotten out of the hospital for some health issues, and he had no food, no anything. So I went over to the pie company to buy him some stuff at the end of the day. And the people at the pie company graciously turned around and said, you know what, we'll help you out with that. I'd come back in a half an hour. They had a meal for him, coffee for him, dessert for him. So I went and dropped it off, and that was Christmas Eve. And unfortunately, Christmas Eve night, I got a phone call from Bill, and he had passed away that evening. But at least, you know, he was able to be somewhere warm and people caring and helping for him. We look at it as that's the positive side.
Absolutely. So many little stories within the community that you don't normally hear about.
Correct, yeah. No, there's a lot of stuff in the community that everybody kind of puts their foot forward and helps out, but you don't hear all the stories.
Is there anything you'd like us to know about your store that we haven't asked about?
We carry quite a variety. We're probably one of the largest stores downtown. You know, we carry everything from work boots to dress shoes, everything in between pretty much. A lot of sandals. We carry dress wear for men, casual wear for men, socks, underwear, rhinestone boots, ladies' casual wear. It's a very unique store for today's day and age for the size of town.
Years ago, when I had a job at a gardening place, I came in to see you to get some boots, and there were actually some steel-toe boots designed specifically for women.
Yes, which is, obviously, it's still not as many as the men, but they're getting better, and they're improving on the ladies' work boots as well. and we still do carry some ladies. We're being asked more for like a, I'm going to call it a safety tote sneaker for the women, and we have some of those in now as well, same as for the men.
That's good to know. I still have my boots.
Still going. That's good news. We do carry one line called G-Defy. It stands for Gravity Defier. We've carried it now for several years. And it's actually geared around if you've got knee pain, back pain, hip pain, or foot pain, it's actually designed to relieve the pain. And our feedback has been phenomenal on it. I have several people that have come in. I have nurses wearing it. I've got one fellow who was the first guy I sold them to, I think he's on pair number 4 now. And he and his wife walked 10K a day. And he actually was down to 1K a day, or he was in too much pain. Now he's actually back after 4 days of having those. He's back walking 10K.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal shoe. It really is.
Thanks very much, Gerald.
You're very welcome.
Pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.